Begin transmission.
Well, hello once again. It's 1930. UTC und meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. It's a lovely day. Did I get ahead of myself? Yeah, my name's Tobe. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, which is in fact masquerading today as the Urban Fungus Hunter. It is a lovely day. It's clear and it is very sunny. And it is about 60 degrees Fahrenheit, or something's moving over there, or still moving, or about 15 C. And I am in an unusual place. I'm out at Lake Cunningham on one of the weird side entrances. And I'm out, basically I'm looking for mushrooms, but I just heard something running around. I gotta take my glasses off, sunglasses, put on my dude spotting glasses. Alright, yeah, and this lake that I'm at, I'm not really interested in the lake. I'm walking around in some of the strangely wooded areas around it. And, Boy, I could have sworn I heard something. Maybe it was just a bunny or a squirrely. But there's a lot of action out here. Lake Cunningham is one of our flood-controlled dam site lakes that is out on the northern side of town. And it's a recreational lake. It's a big park, big lake, lots of boaters and fisher people. And there's, what else is out here? I think it doesn't matter. What you need to know is that there are wooded areas. And I am walking through one now, and I'm looking for mushroomy stuff. I don't think it rained overnight again last night, but I'm thinking that maybe if I get to the headwaters of this lake, maybe we'll find some interesting mushrooms. We got to find us the maitake. Oh, and I just realized that I didn't put my mushroom bags or my knife in my pocket when I got out of the car. That's okay, because I can always improvise. And in the event that we find anything big or the mother load of anything in particular, we can always go out to the car and come back. There are some homes around here. There are some developments in this area. And then there's some old farms that have been here forever. And what this ends up doing is making this area a horse area. You can have horses out here, and there's people out here who like to ride their horses around the lake. And I'm walking on just such a path right now. And if it wasn't covered with leaves, I might be able to see some horse tracks. But I don't see any at this time. I keep hearing little noises. I think it's birds. Speaking of birds, while I was driving over here, while I was crossing a creek, a little hawk decided to fly right by me. I mean, like with me. He was flying, you know, maybe 10 feet, you know, all of, you know, 2.5 meters. Outside my window, just right at like just a little bit above my car. I'm just watching the guy. I think it was a Cooper's hawk. It might have been a sharp-shinned hawk. I didn't have enough time to really try to differentiate the dude. Sharp-shinned hawk and a Cooper's hawk look pretty much identical. The only thing that's different about them is I think they're, one is slightly larger, and I think one of them has slightly yellower or orangey legs. I don't remember exactly. But it's usually most often the Cooper's hawk that we find around here. So I'm pretty sure I saw a Cooper's hawk on the way over here. And then when I got real close, I saw a bunch of cows. I saw 3 dozen cows or so. Because, well, like I said, I'm clear out on the edge of town. I might be outside of the city limits. I kind of doubt it. But of course, there's all these old farms that sort of get annexed into the town. And so they are grandfathered. If you are owning livestock at the time, you get to keep owning livestock. So there's these people right over there. They got a bunch of cows. And I was like, hey, cows. So that was awesome. I like cows. All right, here we go. Finally found something. What did we find here? I was going to say, oh, these are oysters. No, these are not oyster mushrooms. These are those one things. It also looks like there's some citrinus on this log. There's some yellow stuff. It looks pretty cool, actually. So, nothing photogenic enough. But at least we know we're on the fungus. I'm not too far from the water. The lake is probably 60, 70 meters away. And this little wooded area is just very loggy. Logs, logs, logs. What did I find here? Oh, I thought maybe I found a geocache or a letterbox, but no. Although this would be a perfectly good place for either of those things. I imagine there probably is a geocache in here somewhere. I used to do a lot of geocaching. My friend Doug, he had a GPS, and we used to do that a lot. That's pretty fun. We set up a lot of really neat geocaches too. But me personally, given the choice, I'm more of a letterboxing guy. It's a little bit more of a challenge. You know, you're not being taken right to the spot. If you're not familiar with the difference, I'm sure you know what geocaching is. Letterboxing is what came before geocaching, before people had GPSs. They just had compasses and stuff like that. And so letterboxing is basically the same thing. You go up, put a letterbox, which is essentially a geocache somewhere. And then you, I'm looking at some logs here. You make an interesting set of rules to find it, like a treasure map. You know, you tell people to go to a major landmark, and then you tell them, then you do it by dead reckoning. You know, you tell them, okay, go 50 meters northwest. Or, you know, at a heading of 253, go 50 meters, find a large rock, turn left, go another direction, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, I've sort of walked out of the forest here. And as much interesting as that was, I think I'm going to go down here. There's a, I'm kind of standing in a meadow right now. Do-do-do, grass. There's this big grass swath that is, 20 meters, 25 meters across. Goes through here because there's like a natural gas pipeline right under here. And they have to keep the access way clear in case they have to get to it. Now I'm standing in a bunch of sumac, and I was gonna go that way, but now I've got somebody else on the path. She's paying no attention whatsoever. Got her earphones plugged into her phone or whatever. In the meantime, I just want to go over here. She's heading into one of my favorite mushroomy areas, so we're going to wait a minute. And while she's wandering off that way, we're going to check this other little path or whatever this is. What is this? There's a strangely mown area. Like somebody just rode the mower through here. And there's a dirt path. Does this go down to the lake? It may. I'm having the opportunity to walk by some trees. And I don't see anything. Smells good. And there's some holes. Some kind of little dude holes. And yeah, we are down here. Oh, this is awesome. We are now down here, basically in the little headwaters. Oh, this is awesome. No wonder they cleared this up. But this is strange. Why the high and low spots? A lot of riprap. And yeah, this is the little stream that feeds the lake. I'm standing right on top of it. Oh, is this a beaver dam over here? I see a dam. Oh my goodness. I think I sees me a beaver dam. Oh, awesome. Yay! Yeah, and I think I see some beaver damage on some of these trees. Oh, yes. I love beavers. Look at that lovely beaver dam. It's not quite as great as the one that's in the Coal Creek. But wow, look at this. I can get right up to the edge of this. Alright, I don't know how to explain this, but the little creek that feeds the lake has been dammed up. And it's awesome. And we have this little standing lake. What's that? Oh, just a squirrel. Damn, I was hoping that would be somebody cool. Like a beaver. Wow. And so there's this flooded area. That's not really all that flooded. It's still this, just the, the lake feeder. But my little bridge over there and everything now goes over flooded beaver water. Should I be taking a picture of this? There's nothing to take a picture of, really. So I did it anyway. Wow, all right. So we got beavers out at the lake. And these little trails I'm seeing are probably beaver trails. Yeah! Yay! I love beavers. I think they're funny. They're mighty large. Everybody likes large rodents. And they like to give trees a chomp. So I'm walking around here in my secret mushroom area, which really isn't all that secret, is right up here. Do 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 do. And it's all cleared. And it seems like we've been out here before on Dubious Goals Committee. Wow. And look at this. Here's a lovely beaver work area. Yeah, here's freshly chomped logs. Here's a tree that's been brought down. It's about, I don't know, 8 inches or 20 centimeters in diameter, and all the branches have been chewed off, and there's fresh wood chips on the ground. I gotta not take any of this home. I have plenty of beaver stuff. Oh wow. And here's this little path where the beavers have crawled up here. Wow, this is just awesome. This area got beaverized. Oh, and I used to come and check. Yeah, see, here's some mushrooms on this other tree that's down. I have found these before. Yeah, fresh wood chips everywhere. These guys have been working on this recently. This is pretty great. Do I need to take a picture of this? Of this chomped down log? Yes. Yes, I do. Oh, looks like he gives him a chomp right here. Yes, they've trimmed all the branches off this and everything. They being the beavers. Presumably there's more than one. Well, this is great. This is the ramp. I'm standing on the beaver ramp. This is where they like to come out of the water. I should come back here at golden hour. It'll be too cold though. Still. Might be worth it to see some bevelers. Cause I like them. I don't see any bevelers swimming around or anything. And let's see. Where's the lodge? Where's our little beaver lodge? If we've got a dam down there, we gotta have a lodge around here somewhere, right up here. Wow, this is like the beaver work area. This is like the workstation for bevelers. This is like, oh, this is where we're hanging out. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm a huge fan of beavers. They are the coolest. And what do we got over here? We got a log down, a naturally downed log. Oh, and it's Oyster City. Oh, wow. Yay for mushrooms. Wow, this is more oyster mushrooms on this log than I've ever seen, like, in one place at once. I can't even photograph them all. There's no way. Wow, not only are there oysters on it, here's a completely different species growing right next to it too. This is awesome. Wow, what is this other stuff? I don't know, but there's oysters the whole distance. These are old, these have been here for about a week, and then these further down the log, these are fresher. This is just crazy. This is a crazy ass mushroom log. Take another picture of this. Just can't really even capture the fungal awesomeness of this log. Wow, just covered in oyster mushrooms. Jingo bajango. I'm gonna turn on my macro. Try to get something like this going. Trying to take a picture where I can see both species of mushrooms at once. I don't know if that really worked out. But wow. More oysters on a single log than I've ever seen before. Very, very cool. Alright, so let's move further upstream here. I'm gonna change my camera back to normal. And then let's look down here. Got some access back into the little creeky here. Yeah, no, there's no lodge up here. Oh, wow. I see other logs. I see trees. Trees with large flushes of of oyster mushrooms on them on the other side of the little creek here. Pretty much the same stuff. Not quite as impressive as this one log on the ground, but still pretty cool. Alright, so we're gonna walk across the little natural gas greenway, which has bent around. And I know there's another path or trail up here somewhere. Somewhere by this angry squirrel. Can you hear that? Chat, 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 chat. Now this is the area that I refer to as my secret mushroom grounds. I don't know how secret it really is. This is actually part of that horse path I was talking about that winds around the lake. I'm really close to a street. What street is that? Is that, what street is that? 90th Street? 96th Street? Oh, I think it's 96th, if memory serves. And I think State Street is just down there somewhere. So I'm walking around again in a little foresty area. A lot of logs on the ground. I don't remember it being this messed up. I thought there was more trees. Maybe I'm just imagining things. I don't know. So anyway, still tromping through here. This is where the path starts to resolve. There's a path now that we can actually see and follow. It doesn't go very far. It just goes up to this other access road to the lake. It's sort of on the other side of the lake. But in the meantime, there are lots of trees and logs to check out. Here's a very, very old and very large tree. And this is where it starts to get loggy. Lots of logs, lots of fallen trees. But I'm not seeing a lot of action. We had better luck closer to the water. Closer to the water. And this is great and all, but we are now coming to the end of the path. And there's a little woodpecker on a tree. And check for a few less places. Nope. We might as well turn around. So we shall. Not as many leaves on the path here. I'm looking for horse tracks. I don't think I'm seeing any. So nobody's been riding horses in here lately. At least not when the ground was soft enough to make tracks. Good. Now I'm walking into the sun. This ain't so great. I'm blinded by the sunlight. Okay, so what do I want to do? Where do I want to go? Is there anything interesting over there? Is that a trail over there? Seems like deja vu. I know I've walked around in this little patch right here before. I think I did so this spring. Oh, let's see, some of this stuff has been cut down recently. Okay, so yeah, it's not my imagination. Stump, 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 stump. They took out a lot of big trees here. This is, again, part of that natural gas greenway. In case there's ever a big explosion or anything and they need to... I don't know why they do this. It has something to do with access. But it's underground. So, you know, what if... how, what, why, I guess in case we need to dig it up. What I thought was a path is not really a path. Looks like this is where somebody backed in and dumped some more logs. See if there's anything on these logs. No? These are all fairly freshly cut, too. These have been cut this year. Like this summer. Jeez. Wish I could take some of these logs home. Because they would be very, very good for the cultivation of mushrooms. I'm just walking through, looking for stuff. I'm not finding anything. Now I'm back under the grass, and 6 meters away, I can see the paved path. Kind of stepped in a hole there. So here I am, back on the path, and I can see the footbridge. The footbridge that we managed to not go over because, well, we were having too much fun. Hey, what is this thing? There's like a nail or something into the pavement. It says P-O-K. Very mysterious. It's getting a little breezy. A little breezy out here. I'm walking back towards our little bridge here. And I'm thinking, am I going to have to put on my sunglasses? Because I have to block the sun with my eyes. Oh, and you know how I was just saying that there's probably a geocache out here? And if you'll remember my comments from other shows about geocaching, the geocache is probably under this bridge somewhere. Wow. Okay, now I'm standing on the bridge and I'm looking at the flooded area. See, this used to just be in the lovely little creek that fed the the lake. But now it's all flooded. It's all backed up because bevelers. Yay, bevelers. And I can see beaver paths. Oh, I see beaver tracks in the mud. Yes. There's little beaver trails around the edge of the water. You can see where they've been running around. Oh, they're probably sleeping somewhere. I need to find where they are so I can say hi. Talk to my beveler buddies. Wow, I don't see anybody though. Not exactly out here at the right time to spot bevelers. Bevelers like to come out at dusk. And they tend to work through the night. Kinda like me. I'm sitting around being a vegetable all day. Then right around dusk, everything comes together. And I start doing awesomeness. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the guy who walks around doing nothing out in nature, looking for mushrooms, looking for dudes. And I do this under the... Wait, what's that up there? It looks like there's... It looks like there's a dude up there on the path. There's just this dark mound that is exactly mati or beaver sized. No, it's just a mound of dirt like a molehill. I gotta go. Bye bye. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.